I think that that was excessive use of authority, and some officers, some officials go overboard in being excessive, so that either way, the basic point we're making, they shouldn't have made an issue over it if they didn't make an issue over this man. And you don't single people out. And that's what it ends up being. He was singled out for dealing with. This man here should have been singled out too, if you're going to be consistent, to be dealt with. And it was not. They initiated the action. They caused the atmosphere. They created the drama. And they need to assume responsibility for the drama that they created. You don't go around subjectively dealing with people that way. That's where racism comes in. Anytime you deal with people in a manner before getting to know them, nothing absolute was done to talk to this young man, to get to know him. The main thing that happened here was you had a ticket agent who didn't like the way he looked. And because she didn't like the way he looked, she went after him. He hadn't done anything. He hadn't touched anybody. He hadn't cursed anybody out. He hadn't said a word. She just didn't like the way he looked. So it was a question of walking while black some pants down.
You know, I said I wasn't going to say anything, but the whole thing began with the ticket agent. And like Reverend Brown stated, it started with the ticket agent not liking the way my son looked. When it went to the stewardess and the flight attendant, the flight attendant, I feel, should have diffused it. He came out of his cabin. Deshaun was already seated in his seat. You no longer, if he did have his pants showing, his trousers, his underwear showing, you no longer saw them because his behind was in the seat. So at that point, he became no longer a threat, as they said, to anyone because his butt was down. The captain took it upon himself to come down the aisle out of his cabin to address the matter, not to diffuse it, to address it and escalate. He escalated this problem. If you listen to the young man's tape that recorded it on my son, he stated, I don't know how many times, "No, sir, I'm seating, sir. Sir, I didn't do anything. Sir, I'm like everybody else." "No, you're not like everybody else." "Well, what does he mean?" "I don't know." "What do you mean that he's not like everybody else?" So I truly feel that had the pilot diffused it, we wouldn't be here today. He added to all of this. There was a sheriff that was there that stated Deshaun was not disrespectful. He wasn't defiant in any way. The sagging pants itself, I'm a mother of four sons. I don't approve of it. They're boys. It's a trend. Like the gentleman here said, these clothes are marketed. These people are making big money off these children with these baggy pants. And then you turn around and not only criminalize the African-American with this these clothings, but you got to remember that we're not the only ones wear them. You have the Asians that wear them. You have the white boys that wear them. You know, you have the Latinos and the rest of them that wear it. But you don't go after these children like you have gone after our children. And that needs to stop. You don't judge a cover, a book by its cover. And that's what they did. They judged my son by his attire of what he wore. And that was unacceptable.